Hey everybody, it is September 22nd, 2016. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 28, maybe? Yep, 28!
Yeah. It's a thing!
I am your sexually repressed host, Chris. How's everybody doing over there?
Yay! How's it going, Chris?
It's good! Hey, it's the first day of fall. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
First day of fall. It's my anniversary on the first day of fall.
Did you have a good day today? It's your anniversary.
It's okay, but nothing special. But anyways,
it's your anniversary. Hey, congratulations, happy anniversary.
Thanks, man. So it's the first day of fall, so I want to know something that's going to happen this fall, or something that's going to come back this fall, or something you're going to do this fall that you're looking forward to. Anybody got anything right off the bat, or you need some time to think about it?
Let's see.
I'm excited for all the CW superhero shows.
Yes.
So just all of them in general?
So.
It's just all of them in general? Or are you looking for a particular one?
Yeah. No, I'm excited for all of them. I enjoy all four of them now.
And which four are they?
Supergirl, then Flash, then Arrow, and then Legends of Tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. So. If you had to pick one that you're most excited for, which one would it be?
Ooh, probably Flash.
Probably Flash, yeah.
I like that. I want to see how they handle Flashpoint over the first... I think they said... It sounds like they're going to resolve it by the end of the first episode, beginning of the second episode, but then the ramifications from it is going to carry over throughout the season.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I'm interested to see how that plays out.
Sounds good. Anybody else? Next.
Ryan, what about you? Come on. I got a soccer league coming up. Kind of excited about that. Indoor soccer.
You need a guy who's just fucking really fast and like runs into guys and headbutts them fucking Henri style.
Henri.
I'll ask the captain. Zidane. They're looking for that kind of play.
That's what I do best. I run around in circles and I fucking Zidane the shit out of people.
The enforcer, like, that'd be pretty
red, sweet. Like a hockey enforcer?
Except like, in soccer, you get, like, a red card and you'd be out for the next two games, so it'd be like, you'd have to miss, like, most of the games, then you come in. They'd know, they'd be like, shit, the enforcer.
Wait a minute. I'm really good at, like, making sure that the referees can't see me do it. I like, subtly Zidane the shit out of them.
So, is there, like, something worse than a red card, Ryan?
Black card.
Gold card. Shit'll fucking freeze you in your place. You get fucked.
No, you're such a fucking nerd.
Like, yeah, high five.
Could they, like, you know, like, hire a guy, and then he goes out there and, like, you know, gets in the scuffle a little bit, and then just, like, kicks the dude's leg really hard and, like, oh, he broke that guy's leg. That guy's going to be out until it heals. I get a red card. I'm out two games.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, at some point, you can actually get arrested. You know, because it's still illegal to do certain things. Like,
so if you take a knife and shoot somebody, they're probably going to bring you to jail.
But he's going to make it look like he's going to be really good. They bring in, like, seriously, like...
The Italians or something like that.
The Italian, the mob soccer player. Who's, like, real stuff, like...
That would be totally... What's that, Adam?
Doesn't Italy, don't they practice taking dives?
All of soccer practice taking dive. It's a soccer tradition. I'm running.
Two-thirds of their practice is dive.
3 feet from me, I fall down. Oh, my God. Hurt.
Hold on. That's a misconception. I think there are some cultures that are okay with diving. But also, I think it just sometimes when people are moving fast and they get bumped, they go flying. So it's probably 60-40, you know, actual diving and... 40% looks like they're diving, but they're actually going flying. Because
isn't it like the second class? Is first you dribble a ball, and then you how to take dives? I'm pretty sure if I go to a soccer school, that's the second thing they teach you.
I propose we test Ryan's theory on Tuesday night. We'll have him run around, and then we'll take turns bumping into him and see if he can
fall down.
Does fall bumping down into him imply if I put my hand out as he runs really by and I clothesline the shit out of him?
Yeah, because it's any light touch, right? That's what Ryan's saying. Any touch, and they're going to fall down.
I don't know.
Just if you're going really fast. I got an idea. How about you kiss my ass?
Ryan's a little surly tonight.
What about you, Adam? What are you looking forward to this fall?
I'm just chugging along with school, so That's about it.
I can think of one thing right now off the top of my head that you have to be excited about.
Star Wars is not until winter.
That's true.
Porn.
What?
Porn. Is there new porn coming out? Ryan's getting VR porn for us! Yeah!
VR. Is that one thing that you're talking about? Star Wars?
Well, technically that comes out before the first day of winter.
Whatever. I'll allow it, I guess. Whatever.
It is. It's a December 16th kind of thing.
Yep. Okay, so is that what your answer is going to be?
Probably.
Or is it just going to be school? I'm looking forward to school.
Well, I'm getting close to being done, so I want to get it done.
All right. What about you, Dave? Got anything?
I don't know. It's like my anniversary is in October, so that's, I got that coming up, which will be good. And, I don't know. I just like the weather getting better. Like,
cooler.
Yeah. Getting rid of hot weather.
Nobody likes running in the hot. Everybody likes running in cool weather.
Whoa. Hey, I didn't say anything bad about anyone else's like beliefs. Hobbies. So don't be sticking out your tongue and making some mocking faces. Man.
I don't like the hot weather. I like it when it's cold.
Cool.
Yeah, that was stupid.
What the fuck?
I remember when I said summer, and you were like, summer, summer, stupid, warm weather, go die in a hole. You're the worst.
In a hole.
Bringing it back.
Yes, you can do that, but why do you do that again? Like, cold weather is nice, because you can wear clothes. Like hot weather, you can only get so naked.
Yes, but you can just drink water, you're fine. That's just as random as wearing clothes.
Float in water.
I do like that you can wear sweatshirts all the time.
Ryan's
a freeze baby. I'll tell you why.
I'm a freeze baby, and if you in the summer, if you wear like short sleeves and shorts, this is different than Dave. But
Amber
in
just the summer, when I wear short sleeves and shorts,
I'm gonna like go to a restaurant. I'm gonna be nice and comfortable outside. Then I'll go inside to work, and I'll start shivering and sniffling. I'll go to a restaurant. It'll be freezing, so then I end up having to carry around a coat in the summer. But not in the winter. In the winter, you can wear the same stuff in all environments. It's excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
Why would you wear shorts in the winter, Ryan?
Do you guys have anything planned for your anniversary, Dave, or you just mentioned it?
I think we're going to go up to Duluth and, like, goof around a little bit. Go to the aquarium again.
Why do you love Duluth so much? You're like Amy. You're like, I got to eat the Duluth. Duluth is amazing. We got to go to Duluth.
Duluth is a fun place.
Right, and it's the same thing like why people like Vegas. I don't really like Vegas. I like Duluth.
To be honest, though, I don't think you've been there enough to give it a shot, right?
I don't think he's been there at all.
I've been to Vegas one time.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't like gambling, and I don't like people that much. And there's both of those.
Parties, or you love gatherings.
It's loves gatherings.
Right. Like, I like the idea of people. I like the people I know. and then everyone else I don't like.
Hmm.
So if you could somehow make Vegas have no gambling and only people I like, then I would like it better.
I'm pretty sure you can go with your friends to Vegas and not gamble. There's a lot of things to do in Las Vegas.
Yeah, but everybody wants to gamble.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
Maybe we just.
So then
need
I
to go
then
to
I make
event,
then I try and make events that I think are fun that people come to. Right.
There you go.
So that's why I try to plan things that I think are fun for everyone to come to.
Yay! You're doing it! You're making events! I don't know what you're looking for. You're looking for...
growing.
I'm just saying. I just like... Man. Just because I don't like Vegas, you guys are...
I got your back, Dave.
I've never been to Vegas, so
you
can't...
You cannot like it, but my point being, like, it's like saying I don't like California because there's water and coastline. You know, it's like the only thing that's in California or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but the things that are, you know, that are abundant and known are the two known things. If you say Las Vegas to somebody, what do they think of?
They think of hookers.
Strippers and hookers.
Yeah, that's a good question. We should start the next podcast. Right.
What do you think when you hear Las Vegas? Hookers? I think of gatherings with friends without gambling. That's just what I think of. I don't know about you guys.
I think of no people and gathering as friends and no gambling.
All right, I think you're both retarded.
We deserve that.
High five.
All right. I think you're both retarded. It's okay. I don't know. It's cool.
What are you looking forward to now, Chris?
Me?
Yeah, you haven't said anything yet.
Yeah.
Oh, well...
You gotta never say anything. You wait till the very end and...
Never say
then
never.
Then change the topic.
That's because I'm not sharing with you bastards. I don't share. I just facilitate.
Oh, you only share in podcasts, but not this one.
That's true.
That's the Italian job. It takes all our ideas.
Yes. I don't consider December, whatever, fall. I consider it more of winter, so I didn't think of Star Wars. Well, I thought of it, but I was like, that's too far out. So I'm going to say Doctor Strange. I'm looking forward to Doctor Strange. And I'm also looking forward to getting a fucking forge built this fall. So I figure maybe we could take a day, and I'll buy the parts, and we can assemble a forge. Because it looks pretty simple. We just got to figure out how to do it. So.
Can we name it LaForge?
Oh, fuck yeah, we can. And that's the best idea you've ever had in your life.
All right, Dave. Me and you want to build this thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
What are you talking about? Adam's going to be there, and Ryan's going to watch, and I'm going to fucking buy the parts.
Just like we
Chris will buy the parts. The patio. Ryan will watch us work. Adam will burn himself, and me and Dave will not.
I actually think this project, I think everybody brings a whole lot of things to it. I really do. I think this is an interesting project.
Adam can burn himself.
Adam will burn himself, so like we can put...
By the way, Dave's the supervisor who pretends like he's done it 15 times, but
crosses his arms like this, and he's like, yep.
And you call him on it, and he goes like, maybe.
On a job like this, he's called a foreman.
Yeah. All right, okay.
I got a part for your forge. Ask me about it later.
It's a visor.
Does it see an infrared spectrum? That'd be pretty sweet. Okay. Well, let's get this party started, then we can get fucking going. Go, 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 podcast.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
All right, now what's happening? What's going on?
So I was just thinking about soccer real quick. Isn't soccer, like, diving and drawing a foul in basketball very similar?
But in basketball, if you, like, dive, and it's a penalty. If they catch you diving where you're not actually...
Right.
That's the same as in soccer.
It's two shots and the ball out.
Right. In soccer, yes. You can get a card for...
You get a yellow card.
Oh, did they change that? For a long time, it was never like that. They must have just ensued that, like, last week when they're like... Chris is really mad about our pink card, so we gotta, like, fucking give a new
thing. That's been forever. Although it's really hard to tell, I think, probably in both sports.
It's definitely a new thing.
No, it's pretty obvious in basketball. It's pretty obvious in soccer. I think they just don't call it as much
in soccer.
What
Dave 2 is saying is that black people aren't very good at acting. So, Dave 2, why are you so racist at fucking...
Yeah, dude, hey, man, what about Denzel, man?
And Cuba Freeman?
Cuba? Remember he got an Academy Award, but he also was in Snow Dogs.
Yeah, what about Denzel?
Yeah, Denzel, that's an actor.
Denzel!
Getting jiggy
you
with
too,
it?
You need
He's
to get
pretty
this
good.
Hate out of the podcast.
Right, Dave, get out of here. Okay.
Come on, man!
One day,
this is a circle of trust.
Extended to many other circles.
Right. Well, they're not
a circle of low trust, is what I call it. You know, like there's like the inner circle of like high trust. This is like medium.
There's never any high trust.
This is low trust. Definitely low trust. I wanted to mention something that we talked about recently. You talked about Adam burning himself, and Dave talked about anniversaries. So tonight we went to some steakhouse thingy, and where's it at?
Annie's?
Arden Hills or something like that. I don't know.
Well, what's the steakhouse?
I don't fucking know. It's a fancy one where all they have is four things. They have steak, better steak, cheaper steak, and shrimp.
Okay, yep. And then you buy everything, like a la carte, right? It's just you buy steak, and then if you want sides, you have to pay for the sides separate?
No, there are no sides. The sides come with the steaks. Okay. The sides consist of mashed potato thingies, which is just family style, and that's about it. You get nothing else. Yeah,
they only have the one side.
Yeah, that's all they have, which is... Well, they have bread, too. Like, here's some bread. So their menu consists of them bringing over a stand and setting the stand next to your bed, next to your table, and being like, here's the four things we have. Do you have any questions?
Right.
But what I wanted to talk about is their plates. So their plates are like, there's a plate, and on the inner side, it's like a hot plate. So it's like
Lindy's.
It's like, what do you call it? Like burning. It's like sizzling burning. So, you know, like really fucking hot. Kind of like a skillet, but it's, so that's your plate, basically, right? And they come out and they're like, hey, be careful, the plate's a little hot. But every place does that. Every place is like, oh, the plate's a little hot, be careful. They don't say that it's like sizzling and shit like that. So they just say it's a little hot, don't touch it. So I burnt my finger.
It's actually like, is it like a metal plate, like a fajita cast plate, iron, you know, yeah. And they bring out the...
Yes, kind of, except iron. For you can't tell because the metal plate like sits in this little wooden plate that makes wood it look plate. Like yep. one unit, but it's actually two units. And the metal part is the thing that's sizzling, but you can't tell it's sizzling until you're talking to the waitress and you rest your hand gently onto the plate and you go, holy fuck, that hurt! And then you are burnt on your finger and it sucks.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Was it good steak?
I've had better. I mean, it didn't seem like there was any, it didn't seem like there was any seasoning or anything. It just seemed like, here's a big lump of steak. Enjoy.
How did Amy like it?
She thought about the same thing. But remember, Dave, when we went to that other fancy place in Maple Grove? What do you remember that was called?
I don't know. Pittsburgh Blue?
That place was good. Yes. Like, I enjoyed their steak. It had, like, some sort of weird season. I think it had, like, sea salt on the edge or something.
Yeah.
It was fucking good. And that place was probably just about as expensive. This place, I was like, if this is the place that's known for steak in Minnesota, we got some work to do.
I think there's tons of places known for steak in Minnesota.
No, that's their tagline. The place known for steak.
Oh, like world's best coffee?
Yes.
That's their tagline.
Although I'm pretty sure like they've won rewards based on the best steak in Minnesota and shit like that. So that's
And they've been there for like 35, 40 years.
If you say so.
Hmm. How do you like your steak cooked, Chris?
Medium well.
Burnt.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
That's where we'll differ too.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. I know how you like your steak. But, Amy was looking at it, she ate a piece, and there was a little bit of pink inside. She's like, are you sure this is cooked? I'm like, yes. You can. There's a little bit of pink, it's still cooked. Because she's a little nervous. She wants to make sure actually everything she's eating is fucking cooked and shit like that. I remember that.
If not, just let it rest on your on your plate for a little while, it'll cook.
You really could. That's how fucking hot it was. So,
yeah.
Right. I don't know. It was okay. I wouldn't go back, honestly. And we had to wait for like 40 minutes on a Thursday, which is weird.
Weird.
That is weird. But, I don't know. So, yeah, some places that are like, we're known for steak. Yes, they under-season their steak. Steak's got to be seasoned really heavily because most of it's going to cook off of it when you cook it at such high heats. It's going to basically scorch off of it. It's got to be super salted, super peppered, stuff like that.
Yeah, it wasn't at all, and I thought that was strange. It just comes up in these big chunks. You get like five chunks. Here's your five chunks. And, I mean, I'm sure it's really good quality or whatever, but honestly, that's not what I care about in a steak.
Right.
And did they have salt and pepper on the table?
No, there was nothing on the table. We you probably could have asked for it.
A piece of steak.
Amy used steak sauce. I mean, I don't know.
It could be insulting to say, like, give me some, like, seasoning, you know. Give me some ketchup. Just fucking lay it on there.
Yeah, you would look down, be down upon, but, like, you know, like, steak sauce is, like, amongst the steak connoisseurs. All that stuff is, like, looked down upon.
Yeah, well, my favorite thing was a waitress walked by carrying soy sauce, and Amy was like, who the fuck is using soy sauce? And she turned around, and there was a table of four Asian people. and I'm like, you racist, you don't know if they went to them.
Right. Just like when they just walked by with steak sauce, and they're like, oh, who's using steak sauce? I'm like, stupid white Americans.
Probably. But that got me thinking, when we were sitting there waiting for 40 minutes, I don't know if there's any good app that like wastes your time while you're waiting for a food thing, like that you can do as a group or a small two-person or whatever. There should be a nice app that you're like, oh, it's a game we can play together without having to get up and do charades or whatever the fuck, you know. I don't know. There's got to be something cool out there. Kind of like maybe a trivia game or something that you find fun.
I bet you there's a trivia game.
A quick search couldn't find anything good, so we actually had to sit there and talk to each other, which was weird.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, it was already your anniversary, which is bad enough.
I know.
And
I had to watch half of Grey's Anatomy.
Right, and you guys you guys talk a lot already, like you record a lot of your talking, so it's like, you're like, yeah, we just talked a lot the other day. Not much has happened in the last 2 days.
Yeah.
You could have said, like, hey, man, I've been playing League of Legends. I've been doing this really great thing, man. I got, like, this Amumu game. I was ganking all day.
I haven't had any good games recently, though, so that throws it out the window.
We had a good game last night. The last one we played was a good game last night.
I don't consider ARAMs good games or bad games. They're just ARAMs.
I had a good game then.
We used to play Words with Friends, not like people. I actually never played that game. And then there was also that Draw This game. Remember, we used to all play that for a while.
Right, so that's something you send to each other back and forth, right?
Yep. Yeah, but you could kind of do it side by side. But I'm hearing you. If it was one more that was kind of like...
What about
you
that
know, like the equivalent of that game where you play where you make the little footballs and you slide them, Chinese footballs, that was called?
Something like that, yeah. But I'm just saying, it seems like there's a hole here of something, and you could actually advertise it as, this is the game you play when you're waiting for a table or you're waiting for a restaurant or something with friends. Because that way, I don't know, I think there's people... The default right now is people go to their phones, or they sit there on their phone for a while, and then it's like, that sucks. Like, it'd be nice if everybody had something to do together.
Sure. It should incorporate the fact that you would be on the same table, or near each other.
Yes.
Because any multiplayer game you could play at a table, but if you somehow made it so that it was fun in part because you were actually physically near...
Right.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, and if it had something to do with actually waiting at a restaurant for some reason, or I don't know. Restaurant, you could do it two different ways. You could make it super generic, or you could make it like super like, this is the restaurant waiting game, because a lot of people wait at restaurants, apparently.
This is all trademarked, by the way. Well, anybody cannot steal this idea. It is owned by Geeks Next Door, FDW.
Actually, you know, it's already been stolen by future Chris, who has made it his job to annoy present Chris.
Yeah, it's definitely out there already somewhere, and I just didn't look hard enough.
Right.
Yeah, there's going to be a thread, like a single thread between all these ideas, a company that nobody knows about, but it has subsidiaries throughout Wayne Enterprises and stuff. It's going to be awesome.
Mother!
Anyways, come up with that shit.
Right. So did anyone watch any of the show started premiering this week? So did anyone watch anything?
Good question.
Oh,
I watched
Sorry. The
Designated Survivor.
What's
that? The Kiefer Sutherland one.
Oh, is that the name of that? For some reason, yeah. I saw it pop up, and I thought it said Designated Supervisor. I was like, that seems like a boring-ass show.
That's exactly what Dave would like to watch.
That's true.
I'm not even when I saw that. You know Dual Survivor? You know, where there's a survival show where the two guys go... There's two guys that go, and they try to survive together. It's called Dual because there's two of them. So when I saw Designated Survivor, I was like, ooh, it's going to be like Dual Survivor, but they're going to only let one of them survive. And that's the Designated Survivor, and the other guy dies. So I was like, sweet, that'd be cool, another Survivor show, but a little more action. But then there was like a bunch of, like, I turned it on, I actually flipped it on, and there was some guy talking about precincts and police and shit, and I was like, fuck this guy. All right.
Well, barring that, it is actually really, really good show. Pretty much the premise is Kiefer plays the director of HUD, and he gets designated to be the one cabinet member not to attend the State of the Union.
Hubris HUD. Under demand.
Housing
heads up display.
Heads up display.
Yep.
Oh, like the HUD, like we get HUD federal HUD grants and shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And so pretty much a bomb goes off and blows up the Capitol building and everybody inside of it. So he's now president.
Oh. Kind of like that guy on the ship that had the last one of it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I was going to say kind of like Battlestar Galactica.
No. Kind of like every other show that we can think of that does this.
Yeah, but fucking President Laura Roslin, that's a fucking pimp.
Yeah, she was awesome.
I had a little trouble at first getting past the whole 24 premise because he was on 24 for so long.
Never watched
it. It was just kind of like, I thought, oh, is this going to be kind of like that? But then the character he plays is supposed to be like this meek kind of guy, and that's not Kiefer. So
I was going to say, that's like how Marky Mark Wahlberg was in the fucking The Happening, and you're supposed to take him as like a fucking science teacher. But he's still
talking like this.
He's still like, I'm talking like this. Hey, what happened to the bees? Hey, still, say hello to your mother for me.
All right.
And you're just like, I can't take him as a smart guy.
That's true.
I also watched the premiere of Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I haven't watched
Ghost Rider.
I haven't watched
it yet. Half hour of
it. It's on my thing. I haven't watched it yet, though. What about fucking... Me and Dave talked a little bit about this. Gotham, did you watch Gotham this week?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Because I'm not sure I'm going to continue Gotham. It's been kind of going... It's like just hovering on the Mendoza line for so long it's about to fall off, so I don't know.
It just doesn't feel... It's like I read comics. Well, I can read comics and be like, okay, cool, like, I'm not going to read this run of... I just don't like this run right now. And it just happens to be like, I don't like this run. Now, just like, if it goes away, I won't be that sad.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll turn it around, though. That's the way I felt the last two seasons or whatever. I was like, eh, what a...
Last season started off pretty good, but then it just kind of died, and... This season, you can already tell, okay, they're going to try to do the whole quarter of owls thing, and I don't know. I don't know where it's going
to
go.
I just... You don't have to hook every single villain in Batman mythology to Gotham right away. You don't have to. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Goldbergs was pretty good.
We watched that today.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
It was,
that was pretty.
It was on yesterday, right?
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. And you know, it's weird. I actually watched The Breakfast Club like yesterday. Like at 3 in the morning, I finished The Breakfast Club. So it was kind of relevant to me.
Yeah. It was, man, that show just hits you in the nostalgia like as much as it possibly can.
Is Adam Goldberg, is he officially an adult yet, or...
No, he's like it's going season. It's each season is like a grade, and like he's officially ninth grader now.
Okay, because his nuts were dropping, right? And
yeah, like his voice no longer it doesn't crack like it did last season.
Oh God!
But it was funny because they actually made fun of it. They were like, something is wrong with your voice. You sound terrible.
We're not giving you any lines throughout any episodes because
I will say that show I think is suffering a little bit from it being really good. So you expect it to be really good. So certain episodes that just don't hit as hard as the other episodes, you're like, eh, it was okay. Even though it's probably still a good show, but it's just like this, you expect high expectations, I guess.
The season finale last season wasn't terribly great, but
I don't remember it. It was so long ago.
Ryan, have you started watching Goldbergs yet?
Man, I watched like a handful of episodes.
That's like ninth on his list. Come on.
Not even nine.
I was in a plane ride once, and they had one of those displays that you could pick shows, and the Goldbergs was on it, so I watched like five episodes.
Was it the other week when you went to Boston?
No, I mean, I can't remember where I was going.
Diamond City.
It was a different trip, but that's a good show. I liked it. It was entertaining.
So that's the shows that have come back so far. Is anything that hasn't come back I should be looking forward to? Or not looking forward to?
MacGyver premieres tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that sounds awesome.
You're really high on it. Yeah. I don't know.
I know nothing about it. It's CBS. I'm going to watch it. I'll try it out. And maybe it'll be great.
It could be great. I have no idea. MacGyver's never one of the ones that I love to watch, unlike apparently RT over here, who's like, MacGyver for life!
What time does it start? I'm going to watch that shit if I can.
7 o'clock.
Okay.
You're not going to watch it.
No, Friday night. We watch
Prime Time. Watch it, Ryan, come on. I'm told you to watch that shit. Did you watch it? No.
I might, actually.
It starts
whatever. It depends on if I believe that it's something I can watch with the kids or not.
Why don't you just DVR it and then watch it when you want?
You know what other show?
You guys have some newfangled crazy technology.
It's Besides, 5 years old.
DVR is old school shit. I only stream and go to the internet for stuff like that.
Then why were you watching it on time anyway? Why are you worried about watching? Yeah, so
probably weren't. You call my bluff.
That's pretty.
We'll see what happens.
You know what? You know what other show premiered on Friday nights at 7 o'clock?
What?
Full House.
Oh, okay.
What? Why does this matter? That was 30 years ago, right?
It was, but Full House season 2 premieres soon.
What?
Ugh. Wait, what? Season 2 of Full House?
Fuller House.
They had a season 1 of that shit?
Yeah, it was crap.
It wasn't good?
No,
they got a second season.
What's the premise? Like, is to have any of the characters? Same? Or?
Oh, it's all of them. Everybody. Yeah, they're all back.
Wait, not all except of them. For... Those fucking rich pit chicks aren't coming back.
Except for the Olsen twins.
No, they're stuck in Manhattan with their fashion empire.
Yeah, they're rich. They don't really need to come back. Oh, that's interesting. Is Kimmy on there? She was.
Yep.
Whew, you could tell she was heading for some drugs in her life.
Oh, she's not the one that went for the drugs.
No, Jody Sweetin who did the drugs.
I don't know who that is. You gotta talk to character names.
You remember
Stephanie. Stephanie? Oh, I would have thought DJ at least. I mean, DJ's fighting some weight problems. She gotta turn to some drugs, but Stephanie?
No, remember, DJ is like, whatever, the sister to Kirk Cameron, who's
Kirk
all like,
Cameron.
Oh,
makes all this super religious
I'm a God-loving preaching.
Does she love bananas too and think they are made for God, for just for humans?
It fits your hand.
Oh, that's the most amazing show ever. Okay.
Walking Dead comes back on the 23rd of October.
Yeah, again, right on the line for me.
Yeah, for sure.
I gotta watch it sooner at least.
It's just, I don't know, you either like it or you don't. I could totally see that. That makes sense to me.
I mean, there's no positive, it's not a positive show in the way that, like, if you want to eliminate negative emotions from your life, you can't watch that show.
Yeah, it's like
Ezekiel like on the Night show up this year.
Yeah, but it's like watching The Road. Remember that movie?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just like, where you just watch it and you're like, there is zero good in this movie. It is basically survival at, like, its bare minimum. And you're just like, okay, he is moving point A to point B, trying to survive. There is no good.
Right, and I'm not
what
saying...
What's that movie called?
The Road.
The Road. I love that movie, actually.
Yeah, I'm not saying you can't get anything out of it, or it might not be a good movie, but some people, it may not just... You may not want it in your life, kind of a thing. So.
That's totally understandable. Yeah,
I get it. And I'm in sort of the same boat with that one. Just, like, not that you can't... Like, you can't have, like, lows in the shows, but it seems like it's just... constantly how much worse can it get kind
of that's story. What it is basically.
Well, Dave and I will just take the last 20 minutes of the podcast each week to discuss The Walking Dead, and
we'll give you 2 minutes. You get 2 minutes.
if you don't care then we can just talk about it. It's not a big deal, but it is definitely getting to a nice low point, and then with the introduction of a few new characters that I know are going to be on there in the comics, even this is going to be a gradual build back up, because now you're going to have a definitive bad guy, and then you have a definitive good guy, and then you got people caught in the middle. Like, Rick and those guys aren't necessarily... Those are the guys we follow, but they're not necessarily the best people. But, like, Ezekiel and the Knights, those guys are good people. They're, like, doing the right thing and trying to eke out survival the right way that you would hope the world would do, but you know it probably wouldn't.
But yeah, see, there's nobody in the show that's like that right now. The one dude is that guy's name Ezekiel? Is that who you're talking about?
Or, he hasn't premiered yet.
Okay, so who's the dude that fights with a stick?
Morgan.
Yep.
So he is a quintessential, I want to do good, I can't take lives. But he's to an extreme where it's like, you can't, that's like even hard to relate to, because it's like, I won't kill no matter what. It's kind of like the fucking people that are like, I don't need to kill zombies, we'll just, that hurts zombies. Like, come on.
Right. Yes, yeah, so Ezekiel is basically like the king, if you would, a fantasy world, the king that goes like, all right, I'm going to do right by my people and try and do the eco, he's the Dozier of the world, where he's like, I'm going to send guys out and fight bad guys.
Two more home runs. Woo!
And, you know, more, they're dingers, Chris, come on.
Two more dingers this week.
That's he's like just a good guy who's like, while the other, like the governor and Negan, these are guys who rule by fear, and that's how they think the world has to be now. You know, it doesn't have to be that way. Ezekiel runs like just laws, and everyone works together for a greater good, and so on. And he has a giant pet tiger.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he just looks so badass with his tiger.
Where did he get that?
The zoo.
The zoo.
Wow. All right. Speaking of Dozier, good segue, he did just beat the home run record for second baseman. I don't know if you know that in a season. That's pretty fucking good. Major league
this
record.
Afternoon.
Mr. Dozier.
Nice.
Will no longer be a Twin next year because his stock's going up.
Would we get anything out of that, though? Probably not. Huh?
No. He's not a free agent, so we would trade him for something. Oh. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. So we'll get something.
We'll get premium pitching. Maybe. But that's what happened before. We got premium pitching that turned out not to be premium pitching. Oh, people can't see my quotes, but premium pitching is in quotes.
Is Buxton still working it?
Nah, he got sent down again.
Bullshit.
No, he had a home run today. Yay!
Yay! Yeah, I saw a video of him, like, you know, catching a shot into the between sort of left field and mid center field.
You know when he supermanned it?
And he fucking ran 1,000 miles an hour and then dived and caught that shit.
I mean, he is still hitting only 220. Let's not blow him out of proportion or anything.
Yeah, home runs are make up for 220.
No.
Boom. Slugger percentage. SLG, baby.
That's going to be really low, really low for him.
Well, yeah. I'm just being a fanboy.
Yeah, you're trying to be a fanboy.
Let's see. Korea? I'm sure everyone saw the Korea thing. That's pretty sweet.
Yep.
Korea accidentally let the world access its internet intranet for a while. And they only had 28 freaking domains.
28. Is it a domain or a website?
Well, a domain.
Pretty much the same thing.
Domain address,
they only have 28 registered domains in all of North Korea. That's like 1970s technology.
Right.
Yeah.
Sad.
That's pretty funny.
So the guy that accidentally let that happen, do you think he was immediately murdered, slowly murdered, or just had his family murdered?
That's a good question.
Family murdered, and he was exiled.
Exiled?
No, he was not exiled.
They would never exile anybody.
Yeah,
I think he was probably just tortured because he might be the only person who knows how to do that. Like, considering the level of technology,
and he was
like,
probably
he's
kidnapped.
Our guy.
He was kidnapped from South Korea too, and he's the only one that can do it.
Wouldn't it be so easy just to hack in and actually like take over their nukes then?
Their nukes are so not primitive? On the internet.
Yeah, you don't put your nukes on
our
the internet.
Our nukes are not on the internet.
That'd be weird. Like, why do we put our nukes on the internet?
Come on. You're right. Actually, I just went to usnukes.com, and I just clicked launch. Oh, fuck!
Ryan, there goes North Korea. It's not .com, it's .gov.
Come on, Ryan. Hey, stop being mean to Adam.
They actually privatized it, you know, just to cut budget concerns and all. So it used to be .gov, now it's .com.
Now Evil Corp owns them.
Well, speaking of Evil Corp, did everyone watch the season finale, or the people who do watch the show?
Yeah,
say it. I'm like on season like 11 or 10.
Season
11.
Holy
season 11.
Shit,
what
that's
are you talking
lot.
About?
No, I'm
second season. Episode 11.
Episode 11. I'm keeping up, but I'm not all the way caught up. So that's why I would be especially sad if you gave away.
I appreciated when that one FBI chick was like, hey, look at me. And then she got naked and she took out her gun and started shoving it in weird places. That was cool.
Right.
Spoiler alert.
Right. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see that one yet. The one I just watched, I can tell you where I'm at just to connect on this topic. What was happening? Oh, this is the one where this last episode ended where they had shown that dude's Cisco's face on the news, and Dom was like, don't do that, dude. They're going to kill him. And then all of a sudden, the bike comes up. And
that was a good shot. That was a good shot. She's just walking up there, and the bike just kind of pull up. He gets off, walks calmly over.
And then the episode ends, and I was like, whoa, shit. And then, but you do see her come out alive. So you know she's alive, but she's covered in blood. So then you're like, fuck. So Cisco gone. Is Darlene smoked? My guess is that Cisco's smoked and Darlene's okay. But who knows? Who the fuck knows?
I do. I've watched the next episode.
well, I guess that was rhetorical. Who the fuck
who
knows?
Who could tell the future?
Absolutely no one can.
You know what I mean? It's kind of fucked up, but you guys linked this picture of Fuller House season 2. Just that picture makes me want to watch Fuller House. I don't know why.
Don't do it.
It just for some reason it captivates my imagination. And
it's
just
a train wreck.
It's just a lady, I don't know which one that is, standing there with what I don't know.
That's Candace Cameron Bure.
Is she super religious though?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or is she used to
crazy
be super
religious?
Because if
no,
she's super
still
religious,
is.
That makes me not want to watch it.
She's pretty religious.
Oh, Kirk.
Like conservative religious, like Trump following, like conservative religious.
All you got to say is if she's about on par with her brother, then I know exactly how far gone she is.
Probably not as bad, but.
Just to jump back to North Korea real quick.
Uh-huh.
I just read that they have their own Netflix service, and. I mean, I know it's a Korean word, but the Korean word for everywhere, which is called, man bang.
Yeah.
It's so awesome. It's like, what movies do you have? I don't know. We got like 5 movies. Don't worry about it.
You gotta go out to man bang to find them.
Oh, that's funny. Man bang.
Speaking of Koreans, your Black Lives Matter has had a pretty rough week, Ryan.
Yeah, what'd they do?
Oh, just black people getting shot left and right. It's kind of fucked up.
Oh, dude, it's messed up.
Yeah, that's too
bad. It's been a bad week.
I heard about one shooting, but then I turned the TV on and maybe was hearing about another, but I haven't been paying very close attention.
That's because we don't need to.
I just don't watch news.
One last Friday.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't see how you can watch that video of the one where he's just like got his hands up, walking towards his truck or whatever, and he stops at his truck, and then the lady just shoots him. Like, what the fuck? How does that ever happen, ever, in our society? And apparently it happens constantly. So I don't understand how that happens. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm hoping one of you can explain it to me.
There's no explaining it all. It's stupid.
Well, even the DA couldn't explain it. People get freaked out, maybe. The charges today. So
you shoot them? Fuck.
No, I'm not justifying, or I'm just like people getting scared and like getting like jittery. You know, like being jittery and like, you know how sometimes when you're supposed to put your brakes on, people, and it's actually very common, where people slam on their gas.
Yes, that is a thing that happens.
You know, they take an action that's not what they meant because they're kind of like just in the wrong state of mind. That, no justification, but you know, see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, how would you explain it? Do you think that that lady was like, I don't know about this, I didn't see this one. I suspect most cases aren't like, I'm going to shoot this person. It's more of a little bit of a mental like defect type. You know, when I say mental defect, I mean they made a split second wrong choice. It was more than just a wrong choice. They just like fucking thought wrong. You know what I mean?
Kind of.
Like stepping on the gas.
Yeah, I kind of see where you're going with it. It's just so rough when there's no stress really in the situation that I can see, because you're not alone. There's other cops there. The dude's got his hands up the entire time. What the fuck? I mean, and there was I read an article recently that said it might actually be advantageous for black people to flee police rather than stop from police.
Oh, no, a judge. I heard like a judge ruled on that. I don't think they said advantageous, but like justified running. Like they said, like, we can't actually really be mad at this person for running from the cops.
Right.
That's, you know, they're justified in running, you know, so they can't get in trouble for running, you know, in this particular case.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. That, I mean, it's not funny. It's sad funny that's funny, where we're at, but yeah.
I don't know how you can fix it. Because basically, because it's gone so far, it's going to now, both sides are going to be even more on edge, which is going to make more things happen because they're not thinking properly because they're...
Oh, it's already there.
I'm saying it's going to keep going.
I suspect that the impact of the publicity and all that stuff, not publicity is the wrong word, but the outrage and attention and the hatred and the tension, I suspect that's already multiplied the likelihood of an accidental shooting by 3.
You're probably
or 5.
Right. Yeah.
So now you're seeing that effect, and you know what I mean?
And you can't go backwards now.
No, nope.
Yeah,
you can't.
It's hard
so
to.
Maybe you just go like, all right, I pull someone over, and I just sit in my car, and we wait until there's more, like, I don't know how more you could do it, until you, like, bring in, like, I don't know how you could possibly do it. Like, just let's just sit in the car.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know that. But if it was an easy solution, they would have figured it out right now, you'd think. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But it's kind of fucked. I was listening to another podcast where there's a guy from Britain talking with an American. He said, and he was like, what we actually see is that your police just shoot people. That's what they do. And the host was like, no, just black people. You're fine. So, which is fucked up, but kind of, you know, that's what they're hearing. Like, that's our reputation now.
It's terrible.
Yeah,
that's partially blown up by show. I mean, if you, it's kind of a catch-22, because if people are getting shot, it's worthy of news that, because, you know, it's outrageous.
Right.
But at the same time, if you only show that, it makes it look like everybody's just constantly shooting people.
I know.
Like, in general.
Yeah,
like, you walk down the street, oh, someone's getting shot over there. That's just not true.
Yeah. And if you had to guess, like, if you had to say, what percentage of humanity are just fucking morons? Like, even if you put it at 1%, or, like, half of 1% of humanity that are fucking morons, That's a lot of fucking people. That's what?
Right.
35 million people in this country or something like that are fucking morons. Some of those are cops. So that shit happens just by basic huge numbers that, I don't know. There's no good answer, unfortunately. I hate the world. Let's make our own world. You guys want to make a new world?
Sure, yeah.
Wait,
yeah,
we're already doing that. It's a cooperative world building. Good job.
I got a bunch of stuff written for that, too, man. I got to unload it. I wrote, like, a bunch of things.
Unload it like a gun?
Kind of, but it's like a word gun.
Ryan, did you lock up?
No. No,
he's just wasn't moving.
Goldberg, so he's just like, what are you doing?
I was watching a video of people getting shot.
Yeah.
But, Ryan, yeah, I understand that you have a slightly different take on it than everyone else.
I don't really have that different a take than you would think. I guess I'm just trying to be... I guess I don't believe in general... I don't believe there's I think there's racism. There's no doubt. And that's unfair. But I don't believe there's a rash of people that are murderous with an agenda to kill anyone, let alone people of a certain race. I don't think there's a conspiracy of people trying to murder black people. You could make a statement that we should do something about the problem, but I don't think the people pulling the triggers are part of like a secret organization that has set out to kill as many people as they can that are black. I think they are mistakes that the system should try to make less likely to occur, and that's true. There's reason to fucking riot and be upset, but I think what happens is people end up saying like the police, which is now like, if you aim it at individuals, are evil, and I don't think that's true.
I don't know many people that, you know, do say that, honestly. I think there's a lot of, they're like, the public is wants to say that, but I think it's unfair. I do believe it's unfair to say that. But we do know that there is a group of people that frame rich black people and send them to jail. South Park proved that, like, in season 17 or something like that. I mean, come on, man. That's been public knowledge.
Right.
And I also come from the perspective, by the way, that if you go to the Black Lives Matter website, I strongly encourage you to check it out and read it, because a lot of it is pretty goofy. Let's just say goofy. Their stances, they basically say that cops are out to kill black people. And that's, I think their whole message is one of division. They, in fact, say things like, we're not apologizing for being called Black Lives Matters, which is fine, except for if you read this, it's not a, hey, we want to call out because, you know, blacks in particular are getting, this raw deal. They're actually, it basically says, like, fuck you, everybody else, go suck my dick. Essentially, it's, if you paraphrase, it's like not... I guess the tone of it is confrontational.
Yeah.
If you're going to be confrontational and you're going to encourage people to be confrontational with police, you're fucking causing violence. I think you could probably attribute some deaths to the tone of the message. Now, I'm not saying you should be happy or fucking shit like that. I'm just saying, like, if you want to make change, this site is fucked. You know, I guess you should read it. I'm just reading the site because I think the people that generally are outraged are in the right place and are normal. I'm just saying the organization, their message, the official message is pretty crazy, man. You should read it. I can read some.
No, you're good. People can go to their website if they want, but we've read it before and we've talked about it, and it is true that it's kind of weird.
So, yeah. I don't know, man. It's like, I wonder if, like, they're, like, it would be nice if there was an official things from, like, police department saying, like, we're putting in, like, every officer now has to take, you know, like, 3 more weeks of training on how to defuse situations and stuff like that. I've never heard, that would be a positive message to say, like, hey, we're trying to retrain officers on, like, how to deal with situations that are more aggressive than normal, so, you know, and stuff like that.
That's an actual type of cop, and they're the funding for that solo. I've talked to people from the Minneapolis Police Department. Here's what their answer to that is: each precinct has those type of cops, yep. But there's not enough funding and training to go around. So there's only like a handful, and when a situation calls for it, they call one in. But I don't know. If you're going to be a cop, I think you should get kind of training for that shit, don't you think?
Right.
In the police academy where you're making all the funny noises. It should be like standard. I mean, come on. Yeah, right. That's when you can do it.
Or what, fucking Mahoney and Hightower are?
Yeah, Mahoney could probably do it for you. Or...
Right, Adam, that was for you. Because you're zoning out there, pal.
You know what would probably fix racism in our country? If Luke Cage premieres and does really good. When's that come out? It's like this month, right?
Next week.
Is it next week? Holy shit, that's awesome.
A week from tomorrow.
I'm looking forward as fuck to that show.
So am I, man.
I think I appreciate that Barack Obama has kind of broken the ice and made way for the Luke Cage situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good job,
like,
Barack.
He really, it's a starting point. You know, you got to say, hey, it's not, being a black president isn't really that historical, but it has made way for this movie about a black superhero. So
it's good.
Or show about a black.
Definitely good.
And if you think about it, if this doesn't work, well, at least we know our future is in good hands with another black president, President Camacho.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out. That shit is funny. I'm looking forward to that.
So when is
should
that?
Watch that again.
So,
well, we can. It's coming to the theaters.
Right.
10-year anniversary. Yeah. They're going to come back to the theaters for a one-time showing. Hopefully, it's not a Fathom event.
It will be. That's the way they do it.
What kind of movie is this?
Idiocracy.
Oh, thank you. I wasn't real sure. Okay. Or some people might not have been sure. So right. Yes,
yeah, Idiocracy is hilarious.
Also known as the true telling of what happened to the United States in about 200 years.
200 years? We might be headed down that route.
Takes
now.
A long time to breed people.
People yeah.
I don't know.
But you know, Between Two Ferns, like the Funny or Die show with Zach Galifianakis, where he interviews people, and it's like 6 minutes long. Does anyone know that show?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I watched the new one today.
That with Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
It was super, super funny. He was just asking. Like, it was really funny. He was like, "So Hillary, being that when you're the next president, will it be important to the really young people now that you will be our first white president to them?" Because it was like, you know, if kids are born, it's like, oh, cool, we have 8 years of, you know, African-American president, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, cool, we have a white president. That represents me.
Somebody said something interesting that's basically similar to that, and they said in 15, you know, let's say somebody is 15 in 7 years, and they'll be like, during their whole life, only black people and white people or white women can be presidents. Nobody else has ever been a president except for a black person and a white woman.
Exactly.
Which is completely, you know, if you don't know anything about history, it's kind of fucked up and weird that in your lifetime, that's all you know. So.
Which is, I think that's pretty cool.
It is. Speaking of the black presidents, so Michelle Obama, that's her name, right?
Yep.
Yes.
I've never been a huge fan. It's not like I'm not a huge fan. I just don't really know much about her. I'm not female and I'm not black, so she doesn't really speak to me in any way. But she was on The Late Show the other night with Colbert, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
And she does a really good job. You kind of fall in love with her a little bit. You're kind of like, God damn, you've been in the White House for how many years? You're awesome. I like you now.
Why haven't we seen more of you?
I know, right?
She's
pretty funny.
She's pretty beloved.
Yeah, I get. No, she's beloved to the general mass, but not to me because I don't have anything. I don't have a reason to seek her out and be like, oh, because I have nothing in common with her.
Right. To follow her, to see what she's doing.
And I don't know. I know presidents have gone on talk shows or like candidates have gone on talk shows. Like the first one I ever remember because I was at the perfect age was Clinton when he showed up on, you know, Bill Clinton when he showed up on fucking Arsenio Hall and played the saxophone and shit. You're just like, this is fucking cool. Why don't, like, this is what you do. Like, what, like, I always remember, like, what commercials do I find the best? It's not the lame car commercials where, like, they're driving around. It's, like, the funny, weird-ass commercials. You're like, holy shit, did you see this commercial? Like, if you humanize people that are running for office, I like them better. Like, so I don't know why you don't want to humanize yourself to make yourself, like, I understand she hasn't been Like Bill was always like, hey, it's Bill, look how cool he is, man. He's all like, hey, what's up? And she's always like, oh, Bill. And you're just like, oh, what a buzzkill, that lady. And she always kind of has like a, not necessarily a scowl, but she has like a mom face. A mom face that's kind of disappointed with you. And you're just like, ugh. But now that she's doing stuff like when she was on Jimmy Fallon and doing the thing with Zach Galifianakis, she's like humanizing her, so it makes me like her more, being like, okay, you can make fun of yourself.
Yeah, that definitely helps. Yeah, and I don't know the numbers or anything, but she's he has to be close to one of our youngest presidents, and then with his wife has to be one of the closest to the youngest presidential wife or first ladies. Other than like Kennedy, they were fucking young as shit, I think, but they gotta be close, right? I mean, for some reason, presidents and first ladies always seem old as crap, and 8 years ago, they weren't that old. They were even, you know, they're pretty young.
Right. Kennedy was the youngest ever elected president, 43.
Yeah, and Jackie Onassis was like 34 or something. She was really young, yes. Yeah. So other than them, I don't know. I always, or maybe it's just in my lifetime, all I've seen is these old farts, these old fucking white farts. And then we got somebody a little bit younger, which is different to me. So.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, Bill Clinton was 46. So, I mean, that was...
Oh, was he?
Yeah, 46.
God damn, he seems so old now.
Yeah, that was like a lot of years
that
ago.
That was in like, what, 96?
No. I know, but if you look at him now...
That was in 92.
Yeah, 92? 92?
Yeah,
but if you look at him now, he just seems really fucking old. Oof.
Yeah, because he's like 70 years old now.
Well, I guess 20 years does that to you.
But, yeah. I just like, just make fun of yourself and be cool. And I like you better. Stop being so like stodgy and like, oh, I'm so responsible.
Just wait for those debates to show up and then it'll actually, it'll look pretty cool. Or it'll look
better. Yeah. First one's what, Monday night against going up against football? Yeah, that's going to be really fun.
Did you hear Trump talk about it? He's like, we can't do it. Football. We can't. NFL doesn't want us to do it. We can't do it. Like, NFL president's like, we never talk to you.
He just doesn't want to do it.
He tells lie after lie, and people don't call him on that shit. I wish. Here's my only hope for the debate. I wish that the moderator will call both of them on bullshit. If you say something bullshit, say, no, that's bullshit. And if, just for me. Who's, just once.
Like, who's... Okay, go ahead, Ren.
I think it's weird, because I think it's kind of like being full of shit is part of who he is. and people... So and it's kind of weird, because I think people... Like, we accept that amongst our friends. Like, you know, like, everybody's got their quirks. Like, I know, like... You know, Dave might come in, say some shit, and if I were to like come at him hard, he's gonna get pissed off, and I know that's how he behaves. So when I accept it, I say, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna just, he's Dave, so I'll talk to Dave in the way that we talk. And maybe people have gotten to the point where they're like, Trump just lies all the time. That's Trump, you know.
But how?
I know, but I think in some ways you say like, well, we're over the fact that he constantly lies.
I'm not, so though.
I know it shouldn't be accepted. I'm just saying. I think that people are numb with it. You
but
know?
I like, think it's because people don't tell him that's bullshit. Nobody ever says to you, him, during an interview, you're a fucking lying bullshit artist. Tell me the truth. Nobody ever says that. Just say it to him.
That is true. Yeah, I think they didn't kill. What's the guy Jimmy Kimmel? He got a lot of shit for Trump was on there, and he just was laughing at his jokes.
Yeah,
being like
that's the kind of shit I'm sick of. Oh my god,
amazing! Did you see that Trump called Lester Holt, a fellow GOPer, a Democrat, and he's the one that's moderating debate on Monday, right?
I don't know who Lester Holt is, and I don't know what political party he belongs to.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, he's a Democrat, or he's a Republican. I'm sorry. And he's the moderator.
He works for NBC.
So
he does the nightly news.
So he used to be a Republican, or he just identifies as a Republican?
He identifies as Republican, and Donald Trump called him a Democrat. And this was like 2 days ago.
Maybe his views are Democratic?
That's like the least bad thing he's done.
It's stupid, though. I agree. It just shows how stupid he is.
He's an idiot, but It's funny. That shows he's not politically savvy, because politically that's very rude. But like, first, what he said like shit that's just straight up lies and wrong. That's like an innocent mistake. I don't know.
Or maybe he's doing it to try to discredit him in some way. You know, he's the moderator is a Democrat, obviously.
He doesn't want to be there.
I agree. The guy's probably clever as shit. He probably has a lot of fucking schemes. He's a fucking constant schemer, but I still hate him.
Right. But like on the Daily Show, did you still watch that, Chris, or not as much lately?
I haven't watched it since Stewart left.
Okay, yeah, because they have a guy who goes out and interviews people and stuff like that, and kind of like he does that. He's really good at the subtle mocking of people. Yeah. Like, yeah, I did a link of the thing, but he's like, it's Jordan Klepper who goes out there, and he's really subtle at mocking people. So he's like going out to the Trump things and be like, okay, I hear that there's like a Hillary Clinton's been using like body doubles and stuff like that, and they're like, oh yeah, and he has two exact same pictures of which one's the body double, and people are like, that one, you could tell, like, and it's the exact same picture, and they don't, and they're just like the craziness they say, like where they say like, well, where did you get that information? And it's like, how do you know Obama's a Muslim? Well, because we haven't seen his birth certificate. It's like, how do I know you're not a Muslim? I have not seen your birth certificate. Well, I'm not. Who can tell you? Well, my mother and father were there. It's all like, I haven't met them either, so they're probably lying. And it's just like, how people get things in their head and they just believe in their facts.
Yeah, and that's what Trump does. He invents facts and tries to get people to believe them. That's his MO. That's what he does.
So what? It was earlier this week. Was it last week? Trump came out and said, "Oh yeah, no, I believe he was born here in the United States and all this and this and this." But then today he admitted, or it was either today or yesterday, he admitted he lied about it. That he just said it to get everybody off his back.
About what?
This is about Obama being
born
American.
In America, being an American citizen.
Well, no,
he didn't actually believe that. He just said it to
set
people
yes.
shut up.
Said it to get people off his back.
Wait. So he went. He took a press because it was
the
pretty
press
fucked
conference
up.
Last week.
He did a press conference. He made the news agencies wait like an hour and a half extra, and then he got there and did a fucking, an ad for his new hotel. It was a big ad for his new hotel, and then he said, I put an end to this controversy right now. Obama was born in the United States. The end. Yeah. Like, he's... What the... Oh, my God.
Then it leaked out today that he said, yeah, I just said that so I could get people off my back.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I hate him. Like, I've never hated a presidential... a person. Just a person in general. Right. I don't think I've ever hated anybody in my life as much as I hate this guy. I've never even met him. I think he... Yeah. Does so much damage to public opinion.
I love him as a fictional character.
He's not a fictional character, though!
Yeah, unfortunately he's real, but as a fictional character, he's super entertaining. You know
I agree, except for the fact that he's ruining people. Yeah. Oh well, fuck that. Anybody got something exciting and fun to talk about? I don't want to talk about that shit anymore.
So they released the trailer for... this movie looks really interesting to me. It's Passengers.
Oh,
it's like got Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, right? It's a sci-fi movie. Basically, they're on like a what do they call it? An ark ship. Basically, a big ship that they fill with a ton of people. Now I'll put them in cryo, and then it takes like 120 years to get to a place. They all wake up, unload, and so on and forth. But 30 years into the mission, like these two, like via like some sort of malfunction happens, and they both wake up. So they're already, 30 years old, and even under optimal situations, they're not going to live another 90 years because there's no real supplies on there, because it's not meant to be a supply ship, a ship with a lot of supplies. So it's an interesting thing, like, it's going to be a character drama, but sci-fi character drama of them, like, how and trying to have to deal with, like, we're the only ones here, what do we do? Like, sure, we can goof around and have fun and listen to, say, right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, come on. Yeah, they start, like... So,
whoa. J-Lo?
J-Law.
J-Law, Katniss. It's Star-Lord.
Okay.
Star-Lord and Katniss.
So I'm guessing
Star-Lord and Mystique.
I'm guessing they cannot go back into stasis?
Right, yep. Because it's like
they allude to something wrong with their stasis.
And neither of them are like, she's like a writer or something. She's a journalist that's going there to, and he is like an engineer, but he's not the kind of engineer that works on like cryo stuff. So it's like, he's like, I'm not prepared to do this kind of work.
Wouldn't you just, couldn't you just like break open one of the other cryopods, eject that body into space, and take over their cryopod?
You want to be a murderer, yes.
I think
done.
You need, like,
the movie's done.
Like, they're going to say, I think that what they need is they need the appropriate scientists to put them in and make sure that stuff is done in the appropriate order in order for you to get properly frozen. Because it's like, I can cryo-freeze myself. I just jump into this pile of, like, you know, like liquid, like liquid O2, and freeze myself. I'm gonna be able to be unfrozen. It's
that'd
like,
be sweet. Like episode 9, they're like, "Oh, we just gotta push this button, and it fixes it." And they're like, "All right, bye."
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
it looks really interesting.
Seems interesting. So, it's a TV show or a movie?
It's a movie. Yeah, it's like it's a December movie, so it's gonna be like the. It's gonna be a big movie, like, but not Oscar buzz movie because December's always a big Oscar month too.
Okay. Cool.
All right. What's everybody's favorite anime movie? Go. Ryan.
Movie.
Ryan. Dave. Okay. Dave. Chris.
I would say Akira.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, you gotta go with Akira. I like that one too. Ninja Assassin.
Ninja Scroll.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good too.
But those
did we
are
see
mostly...
Akira at the Landmark Cinema.
We did see the Akira at the Landmarks. Yeah.
Why do you ask?
Most things by Miyazaki.
I was trying to remember which one was which.
Yep.
So they're coming out with a live action Ghost in the Shell. It's been released in 2017.
Yep.
And they've been working on that for a long time.
Yeah, well, they worked on the first movie for a long time, too.
Right. But, yeah, Ghost in the Shell is basically like we have cyborgs and stuff. Well, like, it deals with. Yeah, in constructs, it's like we deal with like what makes us. It deals with a lot of what makes us human anymore. It's like if you replace your leg, you're still human. If you replace your arms, you're still human. If you replace your brain, so it's just your. Are you still human? But if you have your consciousness, but your whole body has been replaced, are you still human anymore? So it deals a lot of that stuff.
Right.
Which is interesting, Ryan. How do you feel about that? Being that you're waiting for the singularity.
Mixed.
Mixed.
he wasn't paying attention.
That's awesome.
I looked away for 1 second, and suddenly I was asked about the singularity. Like, shit.
Well, yeah, it's like if you replace all of your body with cybernetic parts and stuff, are you still you?
I believe yes.
Yeah, as long as your consciousness is there?
Yep.
Where does your consciousness reside? I mean,
right, exactly. Like, where is the quote unquote soul?
I think the challenge is in your own personal acceptance of your new form. So right. When you like, I think like it's if good. We were reaching a singularity where we replaced our bodies with like mechanical pieces, cybernetic shit or something, people would have like this like a mental. In my horror, book that I would write about this, lots of people would go crazy because they. Wouldn't be able to stand their own like skin anymore because it wasn't theirs, and they'd have this sort of adverse reaction and just freak out. I think that would be the challenge: is of your mind accepting your fake body as your real body. Like, it'd be like rejecting an organ donation or something, except for
with your mind.
Sale.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been a long time since I saw Ghost in the Shell. Is that the one with the garbage trucks? In the beginning, and the cops on top of the building watching the garbage trucks?
It's basically, yes. It's like where, because people can have their minds hacked, but they'll never know it because, like, and then they change stuff about you. Yeah. Like, all of a sudden it's like, Adam, man, you think you've been, like, living in that house your entire life because you have all these memories of that. Someone just decided that they were going to hack your brain and make and put those memories in there. It's all like,
it's pretty cool.
So,
it's probably like one of my top five anime movies.
It's really good. And I mean, it got some controversy to begin with because it's got Scarlett Johansson as the main character.
I saw that. Not a Korean or Chinese.
But, or not a Japanese person. Because it takes place in Neo Tokyo. New Tokyo.
Yeah.
Animes. All great animes take place in New Tokyo. But yeah, she is not a Japanese person playing, a Japanese character. So, but
is she actually playing a Japanese character that, or is she playing a role that was previously done by a Japanese character?
It was an animated role. It's never been a live action role. So
right, I know that. So my point being, like, they can make it a white person and say this is a white person here. She's not trying to be Japanese, is what I'm saying.
Right. No. Like her name is Kyoto Mitsu. I can't remember what the Japanese name, but her character's name is Japanese. So, but the thing is, with animes, like, they do draw eyes very round, very a lot of times that are very Disney-like in some senses. So,
and it's in the future. So. Yeah,
I
mean,
if you have a more of a hodgepodge community, then sure, I can see it. Whatever. Stop bitching. We gave you Pearl
Harbor.
It's
one to get excited for.
We gave you that.
Hey, did you know Japan has its own, like, army and air force and navy? I thought we stopped those bitches from building shit, but apparently we must have started it again.
Right. I can't remember what it was from, why they could do it. It
must have been the early turn of the century or something. I don't know.
Isn't it like they can only have, like, 2% of their population max be in... Really?
That's what it used to be. We used to have, like, really strict... I mean, obviously, after World War II, it was really strict, and we're like, we're going to leave a garrison here. Pray we don't change the terms. Yeah, we're kind of fucked up. We're like an empire. We left garrisons all over the place in Germany and Japan. Right. We're like, we win. We leave garrisons, bitches. And then we're like, you can't build an army anymore either. But that somehow changed, because they have a pretty big and sizable navy and air force now, which is kind of interesting.
Right. It is a... The self-defense force, as it is called.
Oh, okay. Yes. What's the difference between a self-defense force and an army?
I don't know.
One stays home and one gets deployed. That's about it.
Right. Okay. It is, as of May 30th, 2013, approved the draft proposal for the full-scale rearmament of the country.
Okay. All right. Put that away, Adam. I don't want to see your spider. That's disgusting.
Right.
All right. That's interesting. You know what? I started using a new app about a week ago. Have you guys heard of Acorns before?
Pokemon? Is it a Pokemon app?
It is. It's a Pokemon app. It's where you run around, you pick up acorns, and they turn into Pokemon, which you throw at Adam's face, and you say, "Shove it in your face, Adam!" It's pretty awesome.
In your face hole.
Sounds awesome.
It's called Acorns. Basically, it takes all your purchases from your debit card, and it rounds it up. And that roundup gets put into an investment that you specify. So you can specify, like, how many stocks you want or bonds or whatever you want. And it's like a way of saving money without missing it, kind of thing. You know what I mean? So if you spend $1.69 to buy something, the 31 cents gets rounded up into your account, which I think is kind of an interesting idea.
Do you pay with Acorn? Or does it watch your transactions and then, like, every time you do a transaction, it looks and sees it and then updates or takes? How does that work?
So you enter your card, obviously, so you have to have some sort of trust here. Otherwise, it's like any other place, any other business bank place that you would enter your information that you use. So whenever you do a purchase, yes, it looks for that purchase, uploads it in. Because investing, like, isn't easy to get into. I mean, you usually have to have a minimum to invest something, right? You can't just be like, right, I want to invest $5. That doesn't work. You got to invest through a company who says, and they take a fee usually. This is just, you invest it. I think they take like 1% annually or something like that, like most places would.
Yep.
And yes, it does. It looks like it looks at all your purchases whenever you upload it. And it just says, just does it automatically. It's kind of neat. I thought it was kind of cool. It's a good idea, if anything. Like, because saving money is hard for retirement or whatever. We're at that age. You got to start saving for retirement. And that's hard to do because there are barriers to it. It's not like you can just invest in whatever the fuck you want, whenever you want. But this is pretty neat. It lets you specify what stocks, like stock, not exactly what stocks, but what stock market kind of thing. You know what I mean? So if you want pharmaceuticals, like, technology, or if you just want to put it all in the mutual funds, or if you just want to put it all into whatever. So it's kind of cool.
Is this a Yahoo thing?
No, it's own thing.
Oh. Okay, good.
Why did you ask if it was a Yahoo
thing? Why did you think it was a Yahoo thing?
I don't know. Are you going to go sure that Yahoo got hacked?
Oh, did they?
Recently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, 2014. Yeah. Like, what? The hack was in 2014, but they just discovered that they had over 500 million users worth of data that was being sold on the dark internet.
For the last 2 years?
Yeah.
It's a good thing this guy doesn't use Yahoo. Adam, do you have a Yahoo email?
Email, that's it. There's no other data.
My account did get taken over like a year and a half ago.
But you still use like Hotmail, don't you?
I use it just... I don't usually use Yahoo. I use it for fantasy football. I have an account. I almost never... I send all my sign-ups for email there and never read them. You know,
so what's the biggest one? It's full of crap.
Yeah, that's my Hotmail account where I just like...
also my Hotmail.
It's like garbage? Garbage goes to Hotmail. Everything else... Gmail, that's fine.
I tell Joy every time she has to sign up for something, use my fucking Hotmail account, so it's just littered with garbage.
Doesn't she have her own Hotmail account?
It's, yeah, she probably does, but it's easier just to dump everything into one.
So it's and it's to throw garbage in your car.
Exactly.
It's like...
All right, so Adam is completely... Remember when we were talking about hoarding stuff? Adam hoards fucking terrible, vast amounts of garbage emails.
I knew it, Adam. What the fuck?
Yeah, we knew you were a hoarder.
Hoarder.
But you know what Adam does not hoard? Super glue.
No super glue for that guy.
No super glue at his house.
I have no use of super glue.
Everybody has use for super glue.
You would be great. Next Tuesday when you roll over, I'm going to break some ancient Mexican vase. And he's gonna be like, "Oh crap! I wish I had some super glue." Or George's gonna be mad at me.
You know, what?
Somebody told me to get markers, and guess what I got?
You know,
did you get them for $5?
It's like $6.25.
Oh man, $5 on fucking Amazon Prime.
If you broke his ancient Chinese boss or Mexican boss, and you released a spirit that's like, "I am the spirit of paying too much money for bosses," and then, like,
no, I thought it was gonna be the Enchantress from Suicide Squad, and I'll just be like. Doing my fucking sexy dance and fucking building a fucking sky hole.
As long as you take my hand and like flip it upside down, because that was the best part of it.
That was the fucking bad. That was so badass. Just so like.
Yeah. Amy was reading something. They were talking about the worst movies of the summer.
Yep.
And they came up with the three, which was Independence Day, Ghostbusters, and Suicide Squad. Now, I'll argue. Suicide Squad, and I actually enjoy Ghostbusters as well, but Independence Day was a fucking polished turd. What do you guys think about those movies?
Welcome to Earth.
I enjoyed two out of the three of those movies. I did not see Independence Day, so. But I enjoyed Ghostbusters. I enjoyed Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad, that's some being vindictive, because that clearly wasn't the worst. It was definitely entertaining, and... Like, that's a stretch for me.
Do you need
that
two?
That to me is kind of almost borderline ridiculous. I don't know. The other two you could maybe make a case. I haven't seen Independence Day, but I take your word on it.
Gene, right. 2 was like the best character. I mean, Kevin was the best character of the whole summer.
Really? Of the whole summer?
Uh-huh. Of the whole summer.
Yeah, Harley Quinn was the best character. I'm putting him in top 5. He's pretty far up there. He was pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's once again, like we talked about, it's sad that like in a 4 female lead movie that the best character is the guy.
Is the guy. Yeah.
Well, it is Adam talk.
Is that the best character, or is that the best character that we relate to, so it's the best character to us? Because all of this is subjective to what you like, right? So
And do we relate to him because he's super stupid? Or because we're pretty cool. Stupid. We're pretty stupid sometimes.
We are pretty fucking much idiots, so that's probably what
I mean, well, it is possible that, we liked him because he was funny, and it had nothing to do with
of
the
course.
Sex.
Of course, that's the main thing, is he's so ridiculous, right? That
right.
He could have been female, and the ridiculous shit he said would have been awesome and fine. But they might have taken shit for that. Oh, you make the dumb female blonde or win the show, so we put the fucking dumb male blonde in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was a good commentary on our society. Good job, Ghostbusters. Right.
And the thing is, like, I guess being like a privileged white male that I am, it's all like you can make fun of white males all you want, and it's not going to hurt my feelings at all. Like you can do it. You can make a show called Every Guy Is a Dumb White Male, and they're all stupid. And I'll be like, if it's funny, I'll watch it. And I'll be like, okay,
yeah.
This is funny. Great job, guys. You're making fun of white males, and we're all stupid.
Yeah, I was.
I'll even give you some jokes.
I was filling out a diversity questionnaire at work the other day. That's the kind of thing you do at my job. And I was filling it out, and as in my office, I was like, ah, yep, check, check, check. I'm the least diverse person in this whole fucking office, guaranteed. And they point out, they're like, well, not according to this office. I don't see too many white, hetero males around here. They use
right, that's true. It's all relative. Stuff,
so. Yep,
you are it's the minority in that group.
Yeah, you're the wind between my wing.
I'm actually the minority quotient for their job, if you think about it, or the diversity quotient for that mm-hmm. business.
That's you're awesome. The token white guy.
I'm the token white street guy.
That's right. Pretty funny.
That you is represent the man. You come into a meeting and like, let's get a view from the evil man now. Here's what you have to say about this.
That would be cool if you had to wear it's like fucking Corp. You have to wear fucking like the rich banker suit. And you have to, oh, here he comes. And you're like, oh, I got to put on my uniform. Rich banker suit with your tie up.
Yeah, that's so not me.
You have to wear it because that's who you represent.
You want to go to Starbucks?
Right.
all right, what else? Anybody got anything else, or we're getting kind of low on time here?
Power Rangers movie.
Heard pretty well.
There's the Power Rangers movie coming out next spring, and they released some character shots, and SNL alum Bill Hader will be playing Alpha 5.
What the fuck?
He's the one that came up with the voice for BB-8. So
BB-8 didn't talk. Alpha 5.
Yeah. Zordon!
Okay.
Just thought seriously. I'd throw that out there.
It's fine.
I know nothing about that show or movie. I never watched any of them, so...
Right, see, that's the thing. It's like, we are now getting past that. We are, like, let's say, effectively 10 years past our nostalgia, like, threshold.
That's pretty it's sad. Like, so, people right, are starting so to make nostalgia movies for things that were after our nostalgia.
Right, yeah, so we're not feeling it anymore because we're not in the nostalgia zone.
So sad, not you guys true. Are getting so
the first,
old.
The first Power Ranger movie was, what, 21 years ago?
Right, yeah, so it's
95.
Like, yeah, there's the kids who were 9 when they saw that, and this thing was fucking awesome, and now they're 30 and go like, yes, this is awesome!
Yeah.
Which is
not true, Dave. They still have Goldbergs on TV.
No, but I'm saying, that is nostalgia for things right. that were when we were kids. But now... The kids that are
now 10 they're doing nostalgia things for them in the 90s,
right?
For the other kids,
mean the same. Yeah, it doesn't mean the same to me because I didn't care about the same.
I mean, most of the 90s we were still kids. It's the next one that's gonna hurt. The one where they're like the 2000s or something. That one's gonna hurt when they're doing nostalgia for that shit because we weren't kids after that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's weird.
Do you remember? Was there ever a time they did nostalgia for our parents' generation?
The 70s? Yeah.
What was it?
Look, there was nostalgia in the 70s. There was nostalgia for MASH, right? Which was the 50s, right? So then in the 80s, there
MASH was
60s. Okay, and then there was nostalgia. Like it's like a 20-year cycle, so... We're having nostalgia, like the early 2000s were all nostalgic for like the 80s. It was like, yeah, look at the 80s, this stuff is great. And we're just getting towards the 90s now. So it seems to be like in a 22-year cycle.
I don't know. It obviously depends on the audience you're trying to reach. So and whatever audience spends the most money is the show they're going to make. So, and that's us right now. Woohoo! Woo! Yeah, good right. job, guys. Way to be in that focus group that they're looking for.
Yay.
Well, we got the money. Kind of.
Then we get the power.
Then all we right. get the khakis.
Last right. chance. Then next. Chicks. Next. Anything? Next.
Not much.
Nothing.
I'll have a lot more review on shows next week when I've gotten through most everything.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks for being here, guys. Thanks for listening out there. We are leaving, and we're going to do some stuff this weekend that's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome, and we'll report on it next week. Send us an email, geeksnextdoorftw@gmail.com. That's geeksnextdoorforthewin@gmail.com, as Adam would say. I think that's it. Happy anniversary, Amy. That's it, and have a good night.
Goodbye.
Adios.